Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Siman Tav Dalet, and this is page Reish Samach Tes, Amud Aleph, and this is the Siman about Tchum and the Malame Asara Tvachim. There is only one Si'if, but we're not going to even finish that one Si'if tonight. So let us begin. If a person goes outside of the Tchum, but the entire time he's traveling more than 10 Tvachim off the ground, Kigon, Shekofet Kalbe Amudim Shekvo Masara, Vein Bukalechim Mehem Arba Tvachim Al Arba Tvachim. He's hopping from one post to the next post, and each of them are less than 4x4 Tvachim in size, and there are more than 10 tfachim off the ground. So there is a suffik whether there is a limitation of tchum when you're traveling above asara tfachim from the ground. And therefore, whenever it's a din derabanan, we're going to be mekil. So when you're dealing with a tchum that is only derabanan, like the tchum of alpayim amma, and your lamalame asara tfachim, which is a suffik whether it has any tchum limitations whatsoever, we're going to be mekil, says the Rambam, im haya holich b'derech ze ol yidei kfitza shem mitok shem asumil chutz shem asumil. But once you get into tchum da'oraisa territory, meaning you're traveling beyond yud beis mil, and you're using either these posts that are more than 10 tefachim off the ground, or you're flying through the air using shem Hashem, or let's say other ways of flying through the air that we have nowadays, as lina l'chumra, then you have a suffix daraisa, and we'll go l'chumra, at least the mandiyam tchum and shneimas mil havi daraisa, at least according to the opinion that tchumin of yud beis mil are daraisa. So since the whole thing of l'malamei asar is a suffix, whenever we're dealing with the tchum derabanan, like the tchum of alpayim amma, we could be mekil, but whenever we're dealing with a tchum daraisa, like maybe the tchum of yud beis mil, that itself is a machlokas, we're going to be machmir. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph, l'malamei asar tfachim, dekal l'malamei asar eino makom hiluch. Anything above 10 tfachim off the ground is not a normal way to travel. The ikr makom hiluch ala arati. The normal way to travel is on the ground. Or at least within 10 tefachim of the ground, and therefore Chazal are unsure whether there are tchum limitations when you're traveling more than 10 tefachim off the ground. It doesn't have to be jumping from post to post. It could be using one of the secret Shemos Hashem and flying. It's as if you're flying through the air. But if each of these posts were 4x4 tefachim, where it's easy to travel on them, that's considered to be malich al aretz, meaning if, let's say, you build a ramp or something like that, so that's obviously like you're traveling on the ground, even though the ramp goes above ground, or you're in a building on a high floor, that's obviously like you're on the ground. And therefore, the isur tchumen would obviously be noig. And even if there was only one post of four tfachim, and part of that post was inside the tchum, and part of that post was outside the tchum, so let's say you would not be allowed to go from one end of that post to the other end of that post. If it was a very, very narrow, meaning less than four tefachim wide, but it was very long, it would still be included in this suffik, because it is not dalet al dalet tefachim, meaning it's not dalet tefachim in both directions. However, in the Sharatzion, he points out that in kol makom haya gesher aroch ki agav natzarich iyun. If you had a very long bridge, along these lines, then it's tzarichiyun. Because then it could be that it's considered nichat hashmishtei, and it would have the same status as a post that is four tefachim by four tefachim. Bidrabanan kigon chutz l'tchum dal payim amma ad shnei masur mil shu l'kuli amma midrabanan. So when we're dealing with tchum and midrabanan, like al payim amma up until yud beis mil, which everyone holds as drabanan, then we're going to be mekil. Biderech zeh rotzolomer al yidei amudim. If you keep traveling through these amudim, so l'man diomer, if you hold the tchum of yud beis mil is d'oraisa, then we're going to be machmir rotzolomer la poskim tenakti la lachok erish amid chutz l'shem masur mil avid d'oraisa. according to those poskim that hold that the tchum of Yudbeis Mils Daraisa V'Alfina Zos Mikra, the Al Yetzei Yishmim Kamo B'Yamashvi, and they learn it from the pasuk of Al Yetzei Yishmim Kamo B'Yamashvi, Umakum Zehu Chutz L'Shnei Masur Mil, and this is actually beyond Yudbeis Mil, Kenegin Machne Yisrael, Umidivri Amechaber Shekasov Mashahiyah, Bidrabanan, Mashma Shemitzadi came la halacha, la hachmir beyabasha, b'chutz l'shnei masur mil, afilu b'malu me'asara. The Mechaber implied that he holds that tchum of Yud Beis Mil is daraisa, and therefore when you're traveling more than 10 tefachim off the ground, Yud Beis Mil, that's shu safik daraisa, that would be safik daraisa, and we'd have to be machmir about that. Ubibir agra, no tataito la poskim, tiliyolam bidrabanan. However, the bir agra is more nota that it's always Drabanan, no matter how far it is. Even the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is only Drabanan. Vaiter in the Mechaber, v'hol vein b'yamim b'mnaharos, this is Tchum d'arais l'divrei akal, l'fi shenim dom l'digle midbar. Now, since rivers and seas are clearly not Tchum d'arais, no matter how far you travel in them, because it's not at all similar to the way they traveled in the midbar, mi shabab b'svina b'shabbos, if someone comes in on a boat on Shabbos, v'yigia l'namal, and he arrives at the port, im mi shenichnas ha-shabbos ha-shigia l'namal yolam, since the beginning of Shabbos he's been more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the ocean, and he's been in this boat, so whenever he arrives at the port, he can come off the boat, and he gets 2,000 amos in every direction from where he comes off the boat. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, Hol vein b'yam b'naharos, Ratzalom rafilu chutz l'shem osim yolenim d'arayis, l'fi shein domin v'chulei, d'elman d'yam d'arayis, v'midbar yalfin v'kanal, v'alichasam v'midbar yabashav, v'lo b'mayim, l'chein m'klinim b'u l'mal me'asara. That l'mal me'asara tzvachim, even in the ocean, even if it's beyond Yud Beis Mil, everyone would agree, is only Drabanan. The Tchum is only going to be Drabanan, it's not going to be Doraisa, because it's not the way they traveled in the Midbar. Mishabab b'svina b'shabbos, so if you come in on the boat on Shabbos, ein ratzol m'shen nichnas b'svina b'shabbos. This does not mean that you went onto the boat on Shabbos, because if that were the case, then you were already kodesh shvisa wherever you were when Shabbos began. Ela ratzol omer, what we're talking about over here is sheba ima s'vina b'shabbos v'gil namel, you were on the boat on Shabbos and you arrive in the port, and this is the first time you're within 10 tefachim of the ground. So now, as soon as you come off the boat, you're within 10 tefachim of the ground. Now you have a tchum of alpayim ama. Sifkat nyu, the olam dim ha'isafilu pamachas l'matam ha'asar, if at any point over the course of Shabbos you were within 10 tefachim of the ground, af betocha Shabbos, even at some point overnight on Friday night or Shabbos morning, kodesh shvisa, that's where you're kodesh shvisa. So see, you're going on the boat, and sometime in the middle of Friday night, the boat goes on an area that's within 10 tefachim of the ground. So boom, right there, you're kodesh shvisa. And now, the boat keeps on going more than 2,000 amos. Shuvein arashelerim masfinu l'namel. Then you're not allowed to disembark the boat. Deino ela arba amos, because you're only allowed arba amos. Deino makom yishivasu besfinu shechashiv l'kulak arba amos, which means you could stay on the boat, which is considered one big arba amos. Ukshemafud b'shabes besfinu amedus l'mal me'asor tefachim amenaser mena b'shabes em makom acher. Me'ivrasheni, if you're on a boat on Shabbos and your plan is that you're going to get off at a particular port, which is more than 2,000 amos from where you are, tzarich lizar shemiyad shekoneshem shvisa b'sfina b'bein hashmashos kishihi omedes l'malam me'asar tzvachim lo yetzei liyabasha. You have to be very, very careful not to disembark at any earlier point. Dim yetzei liyabasha sha'achas koneshem shvisa. The first place you go that's within 10 tzvachim of the ground is going to be your makom shvisa. V'shuv yasol lo le'erim imen al-anomel shulchus al-payim imakom shvisa sal aretz. Then you're not going to be allowed to disembark at your port that you desire to disembark at. To kumash kasam sim reish memchas ayin shab yored v'masvino rachok min anamel yored derech kevesh. And if let's say the boat can't get right up until the dry land, so they have a ramp that goes from the boat to the dry land, that's fine. V'laver derech ma'boris hashat al pnei amayim, to go on a on one of these, I don't even know what they're called, when you go out to the boat on one of those rickety things that shake in the water, that float on the water, im yikshur b'svinu v'namel, if it's tied onto the boat and it's tied onto the port, l'kuli alma motaleirid, you're for sure allowed to go, the dock, that's what it is. I'm in camp, I'm looking at my window at a dock. So you can for sure go on a dock that's tied to the boat and tied to the dry land. But if it's not tied on, yesh matirin, there are those that are matir, yesh osur, there are those that asur, yesh nira kishat, because that's like you're floating on a log. Kivin shalosh shabbos of mibod yom, because you didn't start Shabbos on that dock. Achim shulchan aruch hagraz mashma, and the Alter Rebbe it's mashma, d'kshlo yotza, min asfina liyabasha me'ish shabbos ben ashmash, zadach shav mutir. That you are in fact allowed to go off the boat onto the dock if you had not previously gone off the boat. And finally, sifkot nibbez, mi makum shapaga, if you come off onto the dry land by the port, we measure the 2,000 amos from that spot. So what we learned tonight is that there's a suffix whether tchum restrictions apply l'malam e'asara. So if you travel more than 2,000 amos in the air, we're mekil because it's suffix drabanan. If you go more than yud beis mil, then it's machlokas whether that's suffix drabanan or suffix araisa. The mechaber is machmir, but the gra is mekil. And then we said traveling by sea above 10 tefachim from the seabed certainly has no tchum restrictions on a daraisa level, even beyond yud beis mil. It wouldn't have tchum restrictions. And then we said that somebody who spent all of Shabbos to that point in a boat that was l'malam e'asara and it never went l'matam e'asara, and then he comes off the boat on Shabbos, he has the tchum of the place that he disembarked, but it's only the very first place that he disembarks and that he gets to within 10 tefachim of the ground. That's where we measure his tchum from. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the Ramah and then move on as well to Siman Tav. Hey, everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining me, especially at this not convenient time. I just realized afterwards that it's right in the middle of Mincha Maariv. But okay.